This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United States plans to open its next embassy in Iraq this summer. The previous embassy was closed in 1990 when U.S. officials broke diplomatic relations with Iraq after its invasion of Kuwait. With as many as 3,000 employees working at the embassy, security will be among the chief concerns. Over the weekend, the Japanese embassy in Baghdad reportedly was evacuated amid fears of a terrorist attack, and last Friday, the Dutch embassy in Iraq was attacked by a rocket. Francis X. Taylor, a former Air Force Brigadier General, is Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with Taylor at the State Department.
The war on terrorism has changed the State Department as it's changed overseas embassies. Here, a visitor is handed a small piece of paper, the bright orange color of a traffic cop's vest, with phone numbers to call and information that strobe lights and alarms will go off in case of emergency. You need a photo ID, of course, to get in, and there's a metal detector. That's security in Washington. Ambassador Francis X. Taylor is in charge of security abroad at U.S. embassies. He says the war on terrorism affects how diplomats are trained for overseas service.
We tailor our training to the environment in which our people are going to be operating in. So, for instance, in Iraq, we train people in defensive driving or additional self-aid and buddy care. That's a military term, but essentially how to do first aid. One of our officers who was in the Al-Rashid Hotel, her arm was saved because one of her colleagues had had this training. So since we operate from 200-odd locations around the world, that's a very broad array of training that we provide.
Do you know what application numbers are like these days for foreign service overseas?
They're overwhelming. I don't know the exact number, but I think in excess, in the last open announcement, more than 25,000 people applied for about 400 to 500 new positions.
And is that much more than the year before and the year before and 10 years ago?
It has been increasing ever since in the last 3 years. Tremendous numbers of people want to come serve in the Foreign Service, and the competition is very strong.
How do you understand that?
I think there's still a spirit of service in our nation.
No matter that the risks are so much greater.
Well, I think risk is inherent in a lot of what we do. I think people are very cognizant of the danger, but that danger does not overwhelm their sense of service and their desire to join us and the Secretary in serving the American people as the first line of defense of our nation overseas and our diplomatic establishments.
Ambassador Taylor, you must have moments in your life where you stop and think to yourself, how did it come to this? How have we arrived at the point at which people who serve this country are targets in many places of the world, and in many parts of the world, this country is hated?
Well, I don't kind of focus on that every day. I think there's a great misunderstanding of who America is. I think being the world's only superpower sometimes creates that misunderstanding or jealousy or whatever.
Excuse me, you would say it was only a matter of jealousy. It wouldn't be a matter mistakes in policy, say, or...
No one's perfect. Mm-hmm. No one is going to agree, certainly in our own democracy. There are disagreements every day about policies, procedures, and that sort of thing. But, you know, I don't think anyone in America would say that everyone has to agree with us all the time. But we want a dialogue, and we want an open dialogue about ideas and values so that people have a choice. And you can't have that when you have terrorists running around trying to intimidate folks.
We're sitting in a building where the mission really is diplomacy, and yet the threat that is faced is that of small groups, cells, who are impossible to negotiate with. You can't do diplomacy with terrorist groups.
You have to arrest them. I think you solve the terrorist problem with the rule of law. We break up cells. We bring them to justice. Their peers judge them in a court of law, and they are incarcerated as appropriate for their crimes. The other side of this is the communication of ideas. That's what diplomats do every day. We try to get other nations to engage in a dialogue about where this world is going. And that's not dissuaded by a bunch of folks hiding in caves in certain countries around the world.
Francis X. Taylor has said, every day that terrorists are not able to mount an attack is a victory for U.S. interests. Ambassador Taylor is Assistant Secretary of State for Diplomatic Security, and he's Director of the Office of Foreign Missions. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.